You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. Well, everybody's been so uptight and forgetting to live the life. Let all the problems get them down till it makes you wanna shout. Oh yeah. See, everybody's been down on luck.
the foresight to populate with humanity, the gravity to establish see the beginning of becoming offspring. I heard about the pieces of clay that fade away when my God wind blows. Who gave us one from zero, created something from nothing? Ex nihilo, we go wherever he go, 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 go.
Junkie, have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
I mean, I know who you are. I mean, I know what you do. If you're in the struggle, I got a message for you.
good morning. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this morning. Thank y'all that are joining us on Facebook Live. Thank y'all that are joining us on YouTube Live. Thank y'all that are on We Talk Radio on the Shine Lord program. And I just want to thank you for spending a small segment of your Sunday morning with us. I am Pastor Jeremy Glenn at this wonderful institution called Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, where we want to welcome you to come grow in the soil with us. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been cold out here in North Texas. We've seen sub-zero wind chill temperatures out here. We've had temperatures in the 20s for a low, and we've been turning on fireplaces and all kinds of stuff. But I want to tell you this, regardless to how cold it is outside, the word of God is always warm. The word of God is always comforting. So we want to just go ahead on and dive right into that on this morning. Again, thank everybody for joining us on this morning. And we are going to have a wonderful word on today. I want y'all to just kind of go with me here. And I want you to just kind of picture with me, if you will. I know we've been talking about the foundation. I know we've been talking about framing the foundation. I know we've been talking about upon this rock building our church. We're going to make a small pivot on today, but I just want to have you to just do something with me here. Imagine a world, this world that we live in. Imagine a world where the people of God really knew their power. Just imagine a world where there really was one nation under God, indivisible. Imagine a community, the communities that we live in. Imagine a community that leaders that led and they held the confidence that God gave them. Just imagine living in a home and then that home had the environment of love and people felt the presence of God every time they came in your home. Just imagine that. Just keep that in your mind, because what I want us to understand, my dear sisters and brothers, is that I want to leave a few thoughts with us on this morning to let us know this is possible. We can live a life like this. Despite of everything that we see, despite of everything that we go through, we can live a life like this. But there is a key component that will allow us to position ourselves to living this kind of life. Because what I want us to understand is when we learn who we are and we learn whose we are, these things are possible. And we know that God has all of these intentions for us, because God said that he wants the best for us. He said that his will is to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. But sometimes we hold ourselves back. Sometimes it's the way we position life and the way we think about life. But even though that's what God wants for us, that's not even enough. That might be what he wants for us, but the question that I have is, do we want it for ourselves? Do we want to live that life? And I'm not saying that we're not gonna have trials and tribulations, but where's your mindset? How do you live? How do you position that life that you live in? There is a seeking, ladies and gentlemen, that has to go on. There is a seeking that has to position us, that allows us to get in order to live in life at that point. And we ourselves have to apply the principles of God to position ourselves to live that kind of life that he wants us to have. Now, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, the things that God has for us, the things that God wants for us, all of those things, they shall be added. There is a seeking that has to take place first. Perhaps this is what King David knew. Perhaps this is what King David had to learn to understand as he experienced life, and he eventually became a man known after loving God and being after God's own heart. Because what I want us to understand, that at every lesson that we learn in our lives, there is knowledge. There is knowledge to be gained. Proverbs tells us that in all of our getting, to get understanding, and with every experience, there gains wisdom. And the knowledge gained from wisdom is maintained, and it should allow us to live and see that life that we can hope for and that we can desire. Perhaps it's time for you and me together. Perhaps it's time for us to turn on the light. It's time for us to understand our biblical rights. And it is time for us to know who we belong to and to know our place in this world. But don't just take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hear from one of the greatest kings that ever walked the face of this earth. And I want you to hear how he thought of the greatest king that there is. I'm going to share with you on this morning that regardless to where you are in life, regardless to where your situations are in life, how you position your situation will determine where you go. And if you followed me on Facebook earlier this week, I said your attitude determines your altitude. When you think high, you can in fact fly high. And when you position your mind on things above, you can know that you are above. So what I want you to do on today here, I want you to grab your Bibles, your e-Bibles or your hard old school Bibles, whatever Bible that you have. And if you don't have anything, we're going to share with you a scripture on this morning. And we're going to come from Psalms 23:4. And as you see it up on the screen this morning, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And King David, as he was experiencing some days in his life, he had some ups and some downs, and he went from being a shepherd to being a king. And so he knew all too well what it was to like be in some of the darkest places in life. And what David did in Psalms, and what I want us to understand, the Psalms are his expressions to God. Songs are like lyrics because David was so musically inclined, he would express himself by writing musical lyrics of the way that he would feel towards God. So in this moment right now, I want us to understand where David is in his life. In this moment right now, I want you to understand what's surrounding him in his life. And I want us to be able to understand what this word can do for us in our lives. And I want us to understand what God wants us to know about this word right here. David is in a lyrical conversation with God right now. He is right now having a lyrical infatuation with God, and he's using his musical abilities to be able to have this dialogue with God and saying, I know where I am in my life. I know the situation is not bright right now. I know that whatever it is that I'm going through life, but Lord, I want you to know something. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And on today, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go with me on this journey, because our message, as you see up on the screen on this morning, is called A Different Walk. This morning, we're going to be talking about having a different walk. Spirit of the living God, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to live another day, to go on another journey with you, Father God. Despite everything that we do, despite everything that we experience, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that thy rod and thy staff is with us and it comforts us. And Lord, we ask that you renew our minds and our strength. Give us a heart, Lord, to receive your word on this morning. Give us an open heart and an open spirit so that when this word goes forth, it comes in on solid ground. It comes in on soft soil. And that we can continue to build, Lord Jesus, and to live the life that you want us to have. And we thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord. Every ear that's listening, Lord, give us all an ear to hear. Give us that ear to hear, Lord, your wonderful word on this morning. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that somebody's life is changed on today. I pray that somebody finds you, they're closer to you, they're connected with you like never before. And we thank you in advance for that one sheep, that one person, that one set of ears that got it on this morning. In advance, Lord, I thank you in advance for it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, I pray that the word is concise, that it's crystal clear, that it goes through and there are no issues with technology, Lord, because we know the enemy comes. He comes to kill. He comes to steal and destroy, and he wants to distract, and he wants to fract the word of God. But the devil is a liar. Lord, you are on top, and we thank you for being on the throne in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. Amen. Again, I want to thank all of y'all for joining us on this morning, and whenever you're listening to us, we want to thank God for your lending ear to hear what he has to say for us. As we talked about earlier today, David in his life understood the difference between being at the highs of highs and the lows of lows. But what I want us to understand is David became a man after God's own heart. He wasn't a man after God's mind. He wasn't a man after the things that God could do for him. He wasn't a man after just any other thing else, but he wanted to be after the heart of God. The heart, the compassion, the deep, sincere thoughts, the deep, compassionate thoughts of God. And this is what David wanted to seek. It's what he was looking for. It's why he was going on his walks, that despite of wherever he was in life, he wanted to find the heart of God. Now, seeking God means you're looking for God. This indicates that you have an intentional relationship with God. The intentions are pure. The intentions are kind. The intentions are justified because you want to seek God with the pureness of your heart. Now, some of y'all know, we're going to take a little pivot here. Some of y'all know we're going to go back into the hands of time here. I'm going to go back to the year of 1977. Yeah, 1977. Some of us were born in the 70s. Some of us grew up in the 70s. Some of us remember that. But I'm just going to just kind of just take you back a little bit here and not to get too secular on this morning, but just to kind of break up the monotony a little bit, just to kind of shake things up a little bit. I want you to go with me here. Don't stay here too long, but we're just going to kind of go back a little bit. There was a song. Yep, that's right. A song back in the 70s. Some of y'all say, oh, shucks now. Yeah, there was a song that was written by the great Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway called The Closer I Get to You. And I just want to share with you some of the lyrics about this song here that came from this song here. And I just want to, I'm going to use these lyrics here to kind of help us walk into this word here on this morning. But just remember that song if you do. And I'm just going to share some of the lyrics with you from that song. And it was called The Closer I Get to You, The More You Make Me See. By giving me all you've got, your love has captured me. How about that? Giving me all you've got, your love has captured me. Now it makes me see the closer I get to you. These artists, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, and their brilliance and their genius. And I wanted to bring that in because David was a lyrical person. David was an artistic person. And I wanted to tap into that to kind of help us know and understand when we're reading songs, we're reading lyrics that he's writing to God. Despite of wherever he was in his life, he wrote about it. He expressed himself. And using these lyrics right here, they're talking about the closeness of a relationship. And these artists are suggesting that there is an emotional benefit to getting close in this particular relationship. And the more I know that you're giving me all that you've got, the more your love is capturing me. Think about that for a second. The word captured. Think about that for a second. When we hear the word love, we don't oftentimes think of the word captured. But I want us to understand, as I look at this word, I love one of the forms of definitions that Merriam-Webster gives us, as you see up on the screen on this morning here. Merriam-Webster states that capture as a transitive verb means to gain or win, especially through effort. I'm going to say that again. Merriam-Webster states that capture is a transitive verb to gain or win, especially through effort. There is an effort that has to take place when it comes to capturing. And as we're talking about seeking God and being intentional, that requires effort. Now, the next slide that we're going to put up here on this morning, because there has to be some effort involved, is God has already given us the best form of love he can give us by sending us Jesus. He did the very best that he could. That's the best gift that he could give all of us. So God has already given us his best. He has already done the ultimate love move. Remember, we talked about Jesus being the ultimate gift of love and God doing the ultimate act of love by giving us Jesus, because it's the ultimate. It's the best. It's the most that could be done. That's the greatest thing that God could have ever done for all of us. And all he's looking for in return is we're talking about getting close to one another. David got close to God. David was a man after God's own heart. And what I want us to understand is all God is looking for in return is some effort from us. Now, he did his best. Can we at least make the effort to give God our best? Can we give him our best? And if we ever get to this point to where we're like David and we're after God's own heart, we will be captured in the love of God. Now, I know Valentine's Day is next month, and we're starting to see in the grocery stores, I think the day after Christmas, we saw all kinds of hearts and everything else in some of these stores here. They don't waste no time when it comes to some of these holidays. And I know Valentine's Day is coming up next month, but all of us know at some point what it feels like to be captured up in love, right? We know what it's like to be caught up in love. You remember that girlfriend that you had. You remember that boyfriend that you had at one point in time. Remember how it was when you got in that relationship. Remember how it was when you had that girlfriend, you had that boyfriend, and before you even told anybody that you had a little relationship, that puppy love, I think the old folks used to call it. My grandmother used to say that, boy, it's just puppy love right now. You don't know real love. Boy, this is just puppy love. You know, you remember how it was. But to you, you were captured. And you remember that moment. And before anybody really knew you were in a relationship, they knew there was something different about you. It was something different about the way you carried yourself. It was something different about who you were, because you know what you started to do? You put on your best. You smelled your best. Yeah, you had a different walk. That's right. And most importantly, you had a different talk. You had a different walk. Everything about you changed. And there's something about something different happening when you're embracing yourself in a new relationship, because there's something different about a person. Your physical walk and your spiritual walk is something different about the way you carry yourself. Now, I'm going to bring that back home and bring that back into the Word of God. And I'm going to put this slide up here that I want us to understand here. Our relationship with God is all about a journey. So how is your walk with him? Do people hear different talk from you? Do people see a different walk from you? Do people look at you from a distance and say that person's going somewhere? Do people look at you from a distance and say, I want to be connected with that person? Can they see God on you in your life? Because if you're captured up in his love, love is what's going to be shown. If you're captured up in his love, love is what's going to be revealed. So the closer you get to him, the more he should help you see that he has given you all that he's got. And guess what? You should start to walk like you have a relationship with him. You should start to talk like you have a relationship with him. And when we get to a point to where we're after God's own heart, we will become captured by his love. The closer David got to the heart of God, the more his life changed. This is why David knew that deep in the valleys of life, he did not fear the shadows of death. Deep in the valleys of life, he did not fear the shadows of death, because David was captured in the love of God. And he learned that to enter those valleys, he learned to enter those valleys with a different walk. He learned how to enter those valleys in life with a different talk. He knew that he had to continue to keep pressing on toward the mark, and he was going to have some high moments in life. He was going to have some low moments in life, but David positioned himself by saying, I'm captured in the love of God, so therefore I'm going to walk like I'm in the love of God. The creative, artistic ability of David allowed him to use commonality to describe God as something common to him. He had a close personal relationship with God. This is what I want us to understand. Can he become your personal savior? Because to David, he was a shepherd. David could relate to that because David was a shepherd. David grew up tending the sheep of his father, Jesse, and that was his assignment. The lowness of his life led him to the highest of his life. So he knew that even though it's low right now, even though it's dark right now, even though I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, I am going to walk through this with love. I am going to walk with this being captured in the love of God. So yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, it's not death, but it's the shadows of death. It's not really the reality of death, but it's the shadow of death. And because I know that, because I'm captured in God, because I'm captured in the love of God, I won't fear any evil, because God is with me. I won't fear anything, because God is with me. I won't walk around being intimidated, because God is with me. I know who I am because of whose I am, and I'm captured in the love of God. David knew, as we talked about, that even though he knew, he had to humble himself. Because if he's going to be after the heart of God, David knew that he had to follow first. See how our messages are starting to connect now? David had to follow first. We talked about Peter following Jesus first. And then when he was Simon and then he had his Peter moment, he understood the importance of following first. David knew that it was important for him to follow the heart of God. If he was going to take Israel to where Israel needed to become, he had to indeed follow first. Now, the next slide that we're getting ready to put up on this morning says, with understanding the job of a shepherd, David would say things to God like, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is shepherd talk. This is shepherd talking to shepherd. This is shepherd referring to shepherd. I talked about Jesus being a skilled carpenter. So Jesus is building. He's building the rock. He's laying the foundation. Upon this rock, I will build my church. I will go and prepare a place for you. Jesus was giving us carpentry talk because he knew we had to be built. We had to be rebuilt. I'm going to ask you to follow me so I can build you into your purpose. David, knowing that God is a shepherd, God has got a rod, God has got a staff. And this is how he saw his personal relationship with God. This is how he became so close. This is how he became so close. Holy Spirit is letting me know right now, we get closer to God, and put this in the chat. We become closer to God when we see God for who God is through us. Do I see him as a mechanic? That he's repairing my brakes, and is he giving me a tune-up? Is he doing different things? See, when you can relate close and personally to God, you can find yourself coming after the heart of God. If you're an athlete, will God help you play defense in certain things in life? Will God help you finger roll through a situation? Will God throw that touchdown for you? And can he be your lead blocker? When you begin to see God, hallelujah, when you begin to see God for who he is to you in your life, you can learn to become captured in the love of God. David saw him as a shepherd. David saw him as the holy shepherd. David understood the importance of using a rod. David understood the importance of using a staff. So he said, even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I know who's by my side. And therefore, I won't be fearful. And therefore, I know I'm not dead. Therefore, I know these things don't have access to me because he is with me wherever I go. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what shepherds do. They protect. They comfort their flock of sheep. Let me say that again. This is what shepherds do. They protect and they comfort their flock of sheep. Let me say this one more time for them sitting way in the back. This is what pastors do. They comfort their sheep and they protect their flock. That's what pastors do. And this is what shepherds do. See how it all connects here. This is what I want us to understand. And this is what led David into becoming one of the greatest kings, because he understood, let me understand shepherd first so I can understand kingdom next. Let me understand what it means to master my skills as a shepherd so I can know what it's like to become a great king. This is what we have to understand. Now, you know that when you've got the great shepherd and you understand the functions of a shepherd, you walk different when you've got a rod and you got a staff. Oh, you bad now. You ain't worried about anything now because you got a couple things here that can come to use. You can guide your sheep. You can protect your sheep because you've got those tools that will help you in your purpose and your plan. This means that you're ready to save. It also means that you're ready to protect. And that rod, it fights off the predators, and that staff pulls you out of harm's way. So I want us to see, as we got the next slide up here on this morning here, the closer David got to God, he knew he was captured and protected by the love of God. The closer that he got to God, he knew that he was captured and protected by the love of God. This was an intentional relationship. This was an intentional relationship, and he continued to pursue that relationship on a daily basis. Knowing this, it's no wonder David had a different walk when faced with trouble and in harm's way. No wonder David had a different talk when things kind of came up around him and people may have disagreed with him. He knew who was right by his side. No wonder he could continue to praise God even though things were dark in his life. No wonder David could continue to praise God whether the situation was good or whether the situation was bad. But whatever it was that David experienced in his life, David knew that he had that comforting shepherd right by his side. So David knew that regardless to whatever valleys he walked in, he was going to have a different walk. He was going to have a different walk. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we live in a world on today where things have access to us. But even though things, ladies and gentlemen, have access to us, it's still up to us as people of God, those that God has chosen, those that God said, if my people who are called by my name, right, were representing the name of God, if my people, God is saying, if that means it's not happening. He's saying, if that means that it could happen. He's saying, if that means that at some point we're going to get this thing right and we're going to be understanding who we are. And if his people who are called by his name, right, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, then he can heal this land. But ladies and gentlemen, it starts with us. And we all have to have a different walk. When we turn from our different ways, when we turn from our wicked ways, we're now turning by having a different walk. But I want us to understand, yes, things have access to us. Yes, things can attack us. Yes, sickness is around and all of these things can happen. But I want us to understand something on this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to walk around looking defeated. That's right. We don't have to walk around as though this Bible is just some folktale. We don't have to walk around as though the world has gotten the best of us. And we don't have to walk around just because things are happening all around us looking like the defeat. That is not what God wants for you. That is not what God wants for me. It is, he does not want our countenance to be able to show that, yes, this stuff is getting the best of me. Because when we position our minds and know that the Holy Shepherd is next to us, when we position our minds and know that the Holy Shepherd will never leave us nor forsake us, when we position our minds to know that regardless to what we're going through in life, he will never leave us nor will he forsake us. He will never depart away from us. He's got a rod that's going to fend off your predators. He's got a staff that's going to help pull you out of harm's way. And when you know this, and everywhere that you go in your life, you can have a different walk. Jesus said it like this in Matthew, and as you see it up on the slide right now, as you see it up on the screen right now, Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 18, he says that all authority has been given to me. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I'm going to say that again. I want us to put that slide up again. It says, all authority has been given to me. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Leave that up there for a little bit. I'm going to talk about that. Leave that scripture up there for a little bit. All authority has been given to me in heaven, prepositional phrase, and on earth, another prepositional phrase. Think about that. In heaven and on earth. All of the authority has been given to Jesus. Here's what I want us to understand. Think about that in context. Jesus makes several references about being on earth. Not in earth, on earth. Okay, so there's a difference, and I'm getting ready to break this down now. As you guys have already seen that slide up here, I'm getting ready to break this down. Now I want you to focus in. I want you to listen to me here. Now, being on earth is different than being in earth. Okay, being on earth is different than being in earth. We can take the slide down now. Because here's what I want us to understand. Not in earth, but on earth. All authority has in heaven has been given and on earth has been given to Jesus. So we're talking in heaven and on earth. Now, we will live in heaven. Our spirits, we live in heaven, but we're here temporarily to live on earth. Not in earth, but on earth. There's a difference. Stay with me. And since we don't live in earth, we're not a part of this earth. That was a shout moment right there. Since we don't live in earth, right? What I want us to understand is we're not of this earth. We're not of this earth. The real us is not of this earth. Now, let me make this point a little more practical so you can see exactly where I'm going with this now. I'm going to take a glass of tea. And I want you to just go with me here as I use this glass of tea. Now, I'm going to take a glass of tea. Now, if I add sugar to that tea, which I most likely would, that sugar now becomes part of that tea. So when you taste that tea now becomes sweet because that sugar is now a part of the tea. Okay? Now, if I take a slice of lemon and I put that slice of lemon in that glass of tea, you may taste the flavor of that tea, but that lemon is still floating at the top of that tea because that lemon is on that tea, but it's not of that tea. Okay? That lemon is on the tea, but it's not of the tea. What am I saying? Jesus said we are to be the salt of the earth. That means that we should be able to add lemon flavor to this tea called earth. But because we're lemon, we're not in this earth. We float at the top, so therefore we're on this earth. Somebody got that. Therefore, we float at the top, so we're not on this earth. Our job is not to become of this earth. Our job is to add flavor in this earth. Does that make sense? So we don't have to get caught up into what the world's message is, and we cannot let the world's message get caught up on us. It's not going to work because we're not of this earth. Okay? And when you know that, you're going to have a different walk. So what does that mean? That means that when God says you are the head and not the tail, we're supposed to know that and understand that because we're not of this earth. When God says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, we're supposed to know that and understand that because that's the authority that was given to Jesus that we can do. Do you see what I'm saying now? So what I want us to understand is that we should walk differently, ladies and gentlemen, on this earth because we're not of this earth. We should walk differently because we're not of this earth, but we live on this earth. Okay. So we're sent down by the Father to add enhancement, ladies and gentlemen. We're sent down by the Father to add enhancement, to add flavor to this earth. So when you know your assignment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to walk different. When you know your assignment, you're going to talk different. And when you know that the Holy Shepherd has a rod and the Holy Shepherd has a staff, you can walk big. Yep. You can talk big. Yep. You can position your mind to know that things are above because you know who's on your side. I'm only here for a little bit, so I'm not going to allow this little bit of time to allow me to act as though I'm sugar. I'm not sugar. I'm lemon. You got to know who you are and you got to know whose you are. So when something tries to get the best of you, know that you're on top of it because you're on top of this earth. You're floating at the top of that glass of tea. You're floating at the top, and God wants us to know on today that we are on the top. And if it ever tried to pull us down, his rod is going to knock it out the way. His staff is going to yank you back. You better understand the kind of shepherd that you live for. I don't care if everybody else wants to be sugar. You better understand that you are lemon. I don't care if everybody else wants to fall into whatever they're doing. You better understand who you are. You better understand what it's like to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. And it might be evil all around you, but you better know that you that lemon. You better know that you're floating on top. You better know who God says that that you are. You better position your mind above, because God said that all things work together for the good. You better learn to look at the good in your situations and stop allowing your countenance to be down. You better learn to look at the positive of everything going on in life and stop allowing bad news to get you down. You got to understand who you are, and you got to understand the shepherd that's got your back. You got to understand when life is trying to hit you down, it's going to be the shallows of the valley of death. But David said, I will fear no evil. David said, I know who comforts me. David says, I know the power of the rod. David says, I know the power of the staff. You better know your name when God calls you his son. You better know your name when God calls you his daughter. And when God calls you by your name, Peter, when God gives you a name change, Paul, you better know that you got to walk different. You better know that you got to talk different. You better know that God has different in store for you. You better know that God wants the best for you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to walk with it with power. I'm going to walk with it with strength. I'm going to walk with it through determination. I'm going to walk with it with a purpose. The world is not going to hold me down. The world is not going to turn me around. The world is not going to give me bad news, because I can take the remote control of my situation. I know the shepherd has got a destiny for me. I know the shepherd has got a destiny for you. And it's time for us to walk tall. It's time for us to shake the foundation. It's time for us to know who's got our back. It's time for us to recognize the power of the rod, the power of the staff, and allow God to do what God needs to do through our lives. Hallelujah on this morning. I want us to know, ladies and gentlemen, as we're building this church, when he says the gates of hell shall not prevail against this, don't you know that God is fighting off the predators that are trying to get in to destroy what Jesus is building? Don't you know he is using that staff to yank us out of harm's way, because the enemy is constantly trying, but God is constantly fighting? You better know the power of the shepherd. And when you know what his word says, and when you know what his word means, you, ladies and gentlemen, you, my brothers and sisters, should always live life walking a different walk. We had some more slides on this morning, but I want us to understand something. When the Holy Spirit hijacks this word, somebody needs to hear what God is saying. But I want us to understand something. I'm going to put a couple more slides up here before we close on this morning. I'm going to put a couple more slides up. Go to the next slide here, Eric, on this morning for us here. We're talking coming from Psalms here. What I want us to understand is this is the Message Bible's translation of this message. And I want you to understand what this word is saying here. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Okay? Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. You need to look at your digital neighbor right now. And you need to say something for me as I get ready to close this message. I want you to say to your spiritual neighbor right now, say, spirit of fear, you don't belong here. I'm going to walk differently. Say it to your neighbor again. Say, spirit of fear, you don't belong here. I'm going to walk differently. I want somebody to put that in a chat. Spirit of fear, you don't belong here. I am going to walk differently. And I want you to know that. I'm going to look at our next slide here as we get ready to close, okay? Our next slide that we're going to put up here. And I want you to hear something here. The shepherd of our souls, we're talking about God. The shepherd of our souls has captured us in the love of his arms. The shepherd of our souls has captured us in the love of his arms. Let me tell you something. Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, here's what I want y'all to know. As long as we know this, and as long as we remember this, we can face all of our trials and all of our tribulations with a different walk. And the last slide that I'm going to put up here on this morning here, as y'all heard me say on the video yesterday, God's love conquers and God's love captures. God's love conquers and God's love captures. Whatever you're going through, it's already been conquered by the love of God. And whatever you're walking into, you're already captured by the love of God. What I want you to understand here, you have a right to walk differently. This might be what you're going through, but this is what you need to show. This is what you're going through, and this is what you're showing. There's a saying, I think it was Gatorade or Right Guard or one of those commercials back in the 80s, and they used to say, never let them see you sweat. Don't let the devil know where he's poked a soft spot in your heart. Don't give him that kind of power. You stay captured in the love of God and know that God is conquering. We are more than conquerors. What does that mean? That means we didn't just conquer, but we're even more than that. Because unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us, that power hasn't gone anywhere, folks. We have to exercise that power. And I just wanted to talk to you on this morning because it was in my spirit to let somebody know you're going through a valley, a shadow of death situation right now. But I want you to know something. God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And somebody needs to know the goodness of God's rod and the mercy of God's staff and how he will comfort us in the darkest times of our lives. He is there. He was there all the time. He's there all the time, and he's never going to let you go. Sometimes we may feel that we don't see him, but he's still there. Sometimes we may not feel him. Sometimes we may not see him, but he's still there. And I want us to understand something. There's not a situation too deep that his staff can't pull you from. And there's not a storm that's too dark that his rod can't shield you from. I want you to pray with me on this morning. I want you to pray with me on this morning. Heavenly Father, for that person, that man, that woman, that girl, that boy, that have gotten disconnected from you, Father God. They don't know that you're the shepherd. Because, Lord, they got away. They went into a different pasture. Lead them back to the green pasture, Lord. Because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And we thank you for everything that you're doing for us in our life, Lord. But help us to have that appetite to taste and see that you are good. Your intentions for us are good. Your love for us is good. Everything for us is good, Lord, because you want the best for us. And everything that you made, you said, it is good, and you want good for us, Lord. Help us to know that, to understand that, to position our life for it, and to see the good in all things. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing. And I pray for that person, Lord, that they come back to you, Father God, with open arms, that they come back to you, ready to receive your shepherding, Lord, and that they can live a life, and not just a standard life, but a life more abundantly, in the name of Jesus. And if that is you out there and you want to allow the Holy Shepherd to embrace you, if you want the Holy Shepherd to welcome you into the kingdom where the pasture is so green, the pasture is so beautiful, it's a pasture that you'll never stop feeding on. If that's you, I want you to just lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died and that you rose on the third day with all the power and with all the glory. Accept me into your kingdom in Jesus' name. And if you did that and you believe that, I want to thank you for coming into the kingdom that never loses. I want to thank you because these pastures are green. Let me tell you something. They luscious and they are green and they shine bright. I'm here to tell you this is a wonderful, wonderful team that you want to be a part of. The kingdom of God is a beautiful thing. And I want to welcome you and I want to encourage you to stay close to the shepherd. Stay close to the shepherd. And if you have received God, you should have a different walk. If you have received God, they should see something different about you. If you have received God, there should be something different. Somebody should know something different. You're talking different. You're walking different. Whatever that is, I want to thank you for just allowing him to be into your life. And if you need a coach, if you want an under shepherd, you want a coach, if you want somebody to help you in that life, you can see it right now. You see the on the email right there, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. I'd love to hear with you. I love to pray with you. A lot of you DM me on Facebook and reach out to me, text, email. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And if you need that shepherd, I'd love to be that for you in your life. And we got more information coming with that right now. But right now, it's an important time. Right now, it's an important time in our ministry here. It is time to give. It is time to give. Right now, we need your seeds because we want everything for you. We don't want it from you. We want everything for you. Some of y'all got some blessings out there. You're believing God for some wonderful things. You're believing God for wonderful things. Well, put a seed on it. Water a seed on it. Sow on it. Okay. The more you give, the more you receive. Okay. When you sow, you reap. Okay. You can't reap unless you sow. Give God something to work with. Give God something to work with. As you can see, we've got the Givelify QR code on there. You can scan it. Givelify. It'll take you right to our page on Givelify. You can bless us with your gifts and we thank you for it. I thank all of y'all for your diligence and giving that to us. And also you can see Zelle. Okay. It's info.soilchurch@gmail.com. Pull us up on Zelle. You can bless us with your gifts. With that as well. And we thank God for you. And you can send, it needs to be a cashier's check or a certified check, but we do have the P.O. Box 180972 Arlington, Texas, 76096. We'd welcome that gift as well. We just thank God for you. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for spending this small segment with us on this morning here. I cut our message a little bit short on the day because I just follow the flow of the Spirit. I have so much more to talk about, but I just follow and I'm obedient to the Spirit of God. And I just want to thank you for allowing us to just spend that small segment with you on this morning. We're going to be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, don't meet me there, beat me there. Have a fantastic Sunday, folks. And we pray God's blessings over your life. Have a good one.
Every tear, every doubt, every time you've fallen down, when you're hurting, feeling shame, when you're numbing all your pain, when you've lost your way and feel so far away, you're not, you're beautifully broken, and you can be whole again. Even a million scars doesn't change who you are. You were I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace.
Styles and latest merchandise is an important part of your day. That's why you must check out the new online store for We Talk Radio Network. From the best quality t-shirts and hoodies to leggings and oversized blankets, we've got you covered. We even have merch for all the youth. Check us out at wetalkradio.com/shop. And while you're there, pick up an advertising package for your business or your next big project. We can customize a marketing package just for you to get your business in front of your neighbors. Go to wetalkradio.com/shop and shop.
Times are different today. Things are happening that have never happened before in the history of our world. And out of all the chaos that we're seeing and that we're experiencing, we need the word of God like never before. We need the word of God like we've never needed the word of God before. And I'm asking you to come grow with us in the soil, to receive good sound, biblical teachings that answer and speak to where we are on today. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it the Soil Church, and I want to see you come grow with us in the soil. You can follow us on Facebook at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, we'll be right here on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord Station, 10 a.m. every Sunday, and you can follow us there. But you have many multiple ways to follow us to grow with us in the soil. So come join me and allow God to speak to your spirit so that we can understand what God needs for us to do in such a time as this. So again, come join me, Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And I'm looking for you to not meet me there, but beat me there as we grow in the soil of the love of God. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.